现在让我们一起来攻读圣经主的话语，请弟兄姊妹再次起立。
Now I'd like to invite our brothers and sisters to stand, and again we'll proclaim the word of God.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
First in Chinese, then in English.
请《路加福音》第二章二十一到二十四节，满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣。这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主，正如主的律法上所记，凡头生的男子必称圣归主，又要照主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只雏鸽献祭。 Now let's read in English. Luke chapter 2 verse 21 through 24. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses was completed, they brought him to Jerusalem.To present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福每一位恭读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless all who read his word.
今天我们一同思想的题目叫做耶稣的童年。
And today the title that we will ponder over is the childhood of Jesus.
前几天刚过了一个节日啊，是我们在座不少弟兄姊妹从小都过的。
So a few days ago, we celebrated a festivity that many among us would have celebrated.
是什么节呢？
What is that?
六一儿童节，以前小时候就盼着这个节日。
And that will be Children's Day on the 1st of June.
那么在六一儿童节的今年六一节的前一天，在中国发生了一件大事。
On the eve of 1st of June, something, there was a major event that happened in China.
这个中共中央全会开会决定开放允许百姓生育第三胎了。
So there is a major policy shift in China. The CCP Central Committee decided to allow couples to have up to 3 children.
我们有些弟兄姊妹，尤其我们年轻生长在美国的弟兄姊妹，可能不了解这个背景。
So perhaps if you've grown up in the United States, you may not quite know of this policy or background.
中国从八十年代初开始计划生育政策。
In the early 1980s, there was a a policy on birth rates for China.
一对夫妇只能生育一个孩子。
And it's a one-child policy.
那我们在座很多是独生子女的，都和这个政策有关系。
So many of us who are among us, we are the only child in the family, and that is part as a result of that policy.
那么几年以前，当中国开放第二胎的时候
，A few years ago, the policy was expanded to 2 children.
我还曾经写过一篇文章
I've written an essay
说现在这个生育政策更加的开放了，基督徒到底应该生几个
The question is, now that the policy is loosened up in terms of birth permission to give birth, how many children are Christians supposed to give birth to?
虽然不是今天我们要讲的重点，但我们知道中国这些年的计划生育政策因为堕胎的缘故有上亿的baby 上亿的胎儿被扼杀在母腹当中。
Even though this is not the main focus for today, but something to take note is that this change in terms of the policy is very much related to the abortion rate in China, which counts into the 100 million.
圣经当中讲，神说要生养众多，遍满地面。
In the Bible, we are told to be fruitful and to fill the land.
我们也更被吩咐要为主养育敬虔的下一代。
We have also been instructed to raise up children who are reverent to the Lord.
所以当时那篇文章当中我就写到，我说基督徒到底生育几个呢？那是我们 跟神面前祷告，由神来为我们做的决定。
So in the essay that I've written, the main point is that we are to come before the Lord and know the number that we are to give birth to in accordance to what God has impressed upon our hearts.
因为每一个孩子都是神所赐的产业。
Because every child is an inheritance from the Lord.
那我们当然现在感谢神，三胎也更放开了，中国越来越允许百姓能够自由的生育。
So in this, we thank the Lord that now there is the freedom in China to give birth to up to three children.
我们也盼望不单是在中国乃至全世界这样一种堕胎的现象能够越来越少。
We do hope and pray that not only in China but globally speaking that such a landscape of abortion will start to decrease.
每个孩子是如此的可爱。
Every child is so adorable.
是神赐给父母的一份何等宝贵的礼物和产业。
It's the precious treasure and inheritance from the Lord.
甚至在福音书当中，主耶稣把它更上升到一个属灵的高度来告诉我们一件事情。
In fact, Jesus Christ, as recorded in the Gospels, elevated children into a spiritual understanding.
他说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。”
He said, "Let the children come to me and do not forbid them."
因为在神国的正是这样的人。
For of such is the kingdom of God.
我们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不能进神的国。
That if we do not become as one of the children, we are not going to enter the kingdom of God.
所以这次在准备我们这个儿童奉献这个证书的时候呢，我就稍微有点挠头。
So as I was preparing the certificate for the child dedication, I was puzzled, or my mind was spinning.
我们那个最大的奉献的孩子是九岁，八岁多，快九岁。
The oldest among the six, is at about eight, nine years old.
那个儿童奉献这个证书呢，是沿用我以前就一直用带过来的那个形式，上面写 baby dedication.
and so the certificate that I have in possession is actually what I have from before, and on it it says baby.
哎呀，我说这个八九岁的孩子像 baby 好像就有点勉强了。
So it felt a little forced if we have to say someone who is 8 to 9 years old is a baby.
但是想到圣经当中说，我们越回转越像小孩子的样子，像一个 baby 单纯的小 baby 那样，那是蒙神喜悦的。
But yet, as the more I think, the more I am encouraged that in the Word of God, we are, as we repent, as we grow in our spiritual maturity, we are.Going to be in the innocence of a baby.
我们继续往下看诗篇一百二十七篇第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So in Psalm 127 verse 3 we see that it's written, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord; the fruit of the womb is a reward."
箴言更告诉我们，我们不单是生，而且我们要养。
And the book of Proverbs tells us that we are not only to give birth, but we are to raise up.
教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
That we are to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
那我们晓得呢，在圣经当中是有这个儿童奉献的这样一个仪式的。
So in the Old Testament, we see the recording of such children dedication.
虽然我们今天不断地强调儿童奉献礼不是教会当中的两个圣礼之一。
So we are to emphasize that the child dedication is not the two sacraments within the church or holy ceremonies in the church.
因为它和救恩不是有直接的关系的。
Because this is not a direct correlation with salvation.
那么我看到旧约当中以色列人所有的长子都要献给神。
You see that in the Old Testament, all the firstborn,are of the Israelites are to be dedicated to God.
那么圣经当中记载的第一个啊，这个作为父母个人把自己的孩子专门献到圣殿当中献给神，献到会幕里面是谁呢？哈拿。
And so, who is the first parent to have dedicated the child to God? Is recorded in the Old Testament. That parent would be Hannah.
他把撒母耳 Samuel 献给神。
Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord.
下面我们再来看一看我们主耶稣基督的童年了。
So with that, we move into our time with the childhood of Jesus.
我们知道圣经当中对主耶稣童年的记载并不多。
We see that the Bible does not write much about the childhood of Jesus.
对主耶稣的青年记载更少。
And even lesser when it comes to the youth period of Jesus.
然后就直接到他30岁出来传道了。
Next thing we know, he's 30 years old and he is in ministry.
也因此有的宗教。
And so in some religions,
甚至他们呢就去编撰出来。
They have written out their own narratives.
说耶稣年轻的时候曾经到这个宗教的这个发源地圣地去取经。
Say that Jesus, when he was young, went into this particular sacred land, had a pilgrimage to have the holy scripts of this of the respective religions.
那学成了以后，然后再回到这个迦南地，回到巴勒斯坦地，然后三十岁出来传道，才开始建立基督教。
So after he has gathered all the sacred texts, he then returned back to the promised land, and when he was 30, he began his preaching ministry.
当然我们知道这样的一种讲法是毫无根据的。
So we do know that such claims is rootless.
在圣经当中对主耶稣基督的童年记载虽然不多，但是我们今天要看一看记载的内容。
So even though there isn't much that's written about Jesus' childhood, we do have some in the scripture, and this is where we are going to go today.
这里有个强调就是与圣殿密切相关，请大家注意这一点。
We do have a strong emphasis, and for us to take note is that this is closely related to the temple.
主耶稣生在什么地方？考一考大家。
Where is Jesus born? This is a pop quiz.
我们不要每到圣诞节的时候就记起来了。平时一年当中，犹太地的什么伯利恒啊，生在伯利恒。
That he was born in Bethlehem.
那生在伯利恒的一个什么地方？客店的马槽里面。
We're in Bethlehem, a manger of an inn.
所以耶稣的出生是非常非常的卑微。
So he had a very humble beginning.
我们不是要到年末的时候才去讲耶稣的降生，我们现在正好是年中，我们还是要思想主耶稣的降生。
So our remembrance and our ponderance over the birth of Jesus is not only till the end of the year, but even right now, mid-year through, we are to do that.
这实在是太伟大了。
Because this is so noble.
天使报信。
That we have the angels proclaiming the good news.
普世欢腾，应该是普世欢腾。
That all nations will be in great joy.
救主降生。
That the Lord Savior is born.
但耶稣基督他自己的父母约瑟只不过是一个木匠。
That we see that with the parents, Joseph is a carpenter.
那么耶稣在这样一种卑微的降生之后呢？
In such a humble birth, what happens after that?
我们也晓得，但是牧羊人啊，有去这个伯利恒城里面有去看啊，这个马槽当中婴孩。
We see that the shepherds did go into Bethlehem to see this child in the manger.
圣经当中继续还有记载。
And it continues to record in scripture.
当耶稣生下来满了八天，他就被行了割礼。
That on the eighth day he was circumcised.
他的父母严格的按照圣经当中的教导遵守神的吩咐。
That the parents followed closely the instruction given in scripture.
给他起名叫耶稣，也是按照天使所起的名。
And that he was named Jesus just as instructed by the angel.
所以我们看到说父母啊对神是何等的敬畏。
So we see the parents, they are in reverence of God.
当然耶稣降生本身已经显明，因为他是童女怀孕，我们就不再多讲这方面的事情，我们大家都晓得。
And the coming of Jesus is already a sign of that obedience because he is born of a virgin.
然后第二十二节说，按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们就是耶稣和玛利亚带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主。
And verse 22 is recorded that when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
从伯利恒到耶路撒冷大约八里的距离。
It's about 8 miles between Jerusalem and Bethlehem.
满了洁净的日子，那时候耶稣出生大约是40天以后。
And so the purification period is about 40 days since his birth.
然后他的父母就来到圣殿当中，当然我们知道西缅和这个亚拿的故事。
And so we know of their encounter with Simeon as well as Anna.
那么呢，在这里呢，我要问大家一件事情。
Here I would like to ask us a question.
啊，一到圣诞节的时候，我们就有那个 Nativity scene， 对不对
？Whenever we come into the Christmas season, we have the Nativity scene.
啊，有一个肯定有马槽的婴孩是主耶稣。
For sure, we will have a manger with a representative Jesus.
然后有玛利亚啊，有约瑟。
With Mary, Joseph.
有牧羊人。
We have the shepherds.
还有谁呢
？Who else？
可能摆的那些的，不是雌树的 figure， 或者是各种各样的啊的这些 figure， 还有谁？东方来的博士，几个博士？三个博士。
We usually have three magi.
嗯，好，弟兄姊妹请注意。
But here we need to take note.
首先第一个。
First of all.
几个博士不要回答。
Do not answer the number of magi.
想一想。
Think about it.
几个博士不要回答。
Think about it, but do not answer.
圣经当中有写几个博士吗？
Was it ever recorded the in terms of the number?
其实没有写几个博士，我一般我们都认为是三个。
Generally, we think of it as three.
到靠近圣诞节的时候，我们那时候在讲啊，我个人也比较倾向于相信可能是三个。
So my personal leaning is toward three, but we'll speak about this more when Christmas comes.
好，第二点。
Second point.
牧羊人到马槽来看耶稣的时候，东方来的博士也在现场吗
？Are the wise men from the east present when the shepherds were there at Bethlehem？
我们大家读圣经读得很认真啊。
It's good to see that we have seriously studied scripture.
我们这样问了，好了啊，这样问：耶稣婴孩到圣殿里面为奉献在前面，还是东方博士来拜耶稣在前面？哪个在前？
So chronologically, which one came first, the temple dedication or the visit of the Magi from the East?
哪个在前？圣殿的奉献在前，这个是一定的。
It's the temple dedication that came before, and this is for certain.
圣殿奉献在前，所以这个东方的博士来拜耶稣，实际上不是在那个马槽，在这个客店那个地方的。
In fact, the visits from the wise men from the East, they were not at the inn.
有人说那个时候耶稣最大可能都快接近两岁，至少是好几个月以后。
A study of scripture would point towards the fact that Jesus is probably already 2 years old by the time that the Magi arrive.
好啊，所以这是主耶稣的啊这个童年的一部分，有时候也是我们常常在讲多了，我们就一直这样讲。但是如果仔细看圣经，好像不见得啊。我们继续往下看。
So this is a portion of the childhood of Christ in a clearer picture.
当他的父母把他献到圣殿里面啊，行了这个奉献礼，回到那是在哪里？啊，先到哪里
？After this dedication, they return back to.
先在伯利恒，对了，先在伯利恒。啊，因为后来希律王要杀两岁以里的孩子是在什么伯利恒的附近啊
Sorry,
let me do it. After the temple dedication, the parents brought Jesus back to Bethlehem. Because when King Herod, he ordered to kill all the kids, 2 years old and under, is around Bethlehem. So then Jesus' parents,brought him to Egypt. And then after King Herod died, they came back to Nazareth. 这时候就回到了拿撒勒，耶稣就在拿撒勒成长，度过他的童年。好，所以第四十节就讲了，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
So in verse 40, we're told the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
这句话把耶稣的这个童年、幼年的成长都概括了。
So this is a umbrella statement that speaks of the childhood development for Jesus.
身体强健。
That he is strong in his body.
心灵充满了智慧。
That he is filled with wisdom.
神的恩典祝福加在他的身上。
And the grace of God was upon him.
然后就记载在他十二岁的时候又发生一件事情。
And now, fast forward, he's 12 years old and something else happened.
我们这个就只是一段，因为我们一念中文英文的这个整个一段太长了，大家可以去翻开路加福音第二章来看哈。在圣殿当中过完逾越节以后，
So after the Passover in the Holy Temple,
这时候耶稣十二岁，
Jesus is 12.
然后呢这个父母和其他的这些亲朋好友就往回走，往拿撒勒走，对不对？往加利利走。
So we see that the family began to move into Galilee, to Nazareth.
那走了一天的路程以后发现耶稣没了。
A day's journey in, they realized that Jesus wasn't there.
爸爸跟妈妈说那个孩子呢，然后妈妈跟他说不是跟你在一起吗，对不对？这我们常常那个一家里出事情，爸爸妈妈这个夫妻就开始这个互相推卸责任啊，这是开玩笑。
And so perhaps that's something relatable in our daily lives is that the dad would ask the mom, where's the child? And the mom would say, isn't he with you?
他们就开始回圣殿去找了，过了三天才在圣殿回耶路撒冷找，在圣殿当中找到耶稣。
So they retraced their footsteps and they finally found Jesus 3 days later in the temple.
好，这是耶稣童年当中一个很戏剧性的这样一幅图画。首先有人有这么问题，怎么会十二岁这么大的一个孩子，爸爸妈妈带他走一天，居然都没有发现这孩子丢了，这个不可思议。
So this is one of the more dramatic events recorded of the younger Jesus. One question that comes out about, well, on this event that some people would ask is, how is it possible that he's 12 and yet he's lost?
我们很快的回答啊，就是当时他们去圣殿里面，我们如果注意看这个圣经当中上行之诗，犹太人他们到耶路撒冷去朝见神过节期，都是一对一对的一起来走啊，因为那个道路艰难，充满艰险。
So as a background information, we know, even from reading the Psalms, that when they go into Jerusalem for the festivities,they always travel in a big number in different groups of families and relatives.
所以你注意看路加福音第二章那里也有提到这件事情啊，在这个亲戚当中去找他。
And so in Luke chapter 2, we see it written too that the, Joseph and Mary were looking for Jesus among the relatives.
还有一点请大家注意，那时候耶稣十二岁，他有没有兄弟姐妹？
Also another point to note is that by 12, Jesus the,Do we know if he has other siblings?
这就不考大家，也不用回答了。我说，差不多啊，大概啊，至少六个兄弟，都是孩子，都是比他的弟弟妹妹都小，因为他是最大的啊，六个弟弟妹妹。
So that Jesus is likely to have at least 6 siblings.
行，四个兄弟的名字都还有，然后他的这个妹妹也是双数的，所以至少还有两个。
So we have the names of the 4 brothers. We know that the sisters are at least 2 of them.
大家有兴趣的回去可以查圣经。
So again, look into your scripture, the answer is there.
所以这样一个 big family, 那爸爸妈妈的肯定就 take care 这些小的小弟弟妹妹。
So with such a big family and the attention of the parents are on the younger siblings,
所以把耶稣丢了这个事情呢是可能会发生的，大家不要去怀疑。
So it's very possible and even reasonable to know that Jesus was lost.
啊，我们做父母的，以前我孩子小的时候，我跟那个我太太带孩子去商场，然后也是有时候，哎呀，爸爸以为妈妈带孩子，妈妈以为爸爸带啊。好，那我们再看一个，这个大家能知道吧
？So something, not only relatable in our daily lives, we even have a movie.
对不对？这个 movie 大家都看过了 ，Christmas， 对不对？啊，这 Home Alone 啊。
So rather than Home Alone，
这个不是 Home Alone， 这是什么 ？Temple Alone。
Then we got.
Temple Alone. 那把它忘了在哪里呢？圣殿当中。
That for some reason in the minds of Mary and Joseph, they've forgotten that he would be in the temple.
啊，这是我们现在要讲的重点了。
Now this is our focus.
如果要是我们把我们的孩子 leave alone, where would you rather leave him or her?
如果你要让你孩子自己一个人独处的话，你会让他在哪里独处呢？
在家里
，at home，
在学校
，in school，
在车站
，at a bus station train station，
在球队
，in a sports team，
耶稣基督的父母
，the parents of Lord Jesus，
爱主敬畏神
，they love the Lord， they revere the Lord，
遵守圣经的教导和吩咐
，they obey the teachings of Scripture，
啊，从小。就带到圣殿当中，带到神的面前。
From young, they brought him in the temple to bring him before the Lord.
乃至于在圣经当中，耶稣基督跟这些教法师、教师当中的这个应对，那些人都稀奇。
Such that the those teachers of the law are in awe when they interact with Jesus.
Well, 你可以说，那当然了，耶稣是神嘛。
Of course, we would say, well, Jesus is God.
啊，但是我们若效法像敬虔的父母，那我们的孩子成长的路程也可以像耶稣那样。
Yeah, at the same time, if we are to look at this growth development of Jesus, and if we as parents, we do likewise as Joseph and Mary does, we can also see such a development of our children.
今天社会上面好多好多的活动啊。
So we have many, many activities on our social calendar in society.
不像当年的美国啊，礼拜天上午是不会办什么马拉松，不会办什么球赛的。
There many years ago in the U.S., the morning on Sunday mornings are always protected. There's never an event such as a marathon.
我在原来在纽约上周有一次开车去我们这个南边一个城市叫 Corning， 就康宁啊，生产那个玻璃，那个康宁去那边讲道，啊，结果遇到这个跑马拉松，那么小的一个城市，那个马拉松规模好大，啊，整个把路这个拦的个乱七八糟，结果我开到他们教会差一点就迟到了。
So there was once we were traveling to Corning, this place where you have your Corningware.
然后我就跟他们讲，我说呢，这个我到这个南方，Alabama 曾有一次去服侍主。
And so a very similar experience happened also in Alabama, where there was a marathon and we got stuck in traffic, almost got late.
在那边呢，因为是 Bible Belt， 因为大家都是敬拜神的，都去教会。
Sorry, very different experience. Alabama Bible Belt. Everyone's just worshiping the Lord.
你那天下午你办活动没人来的。
When you organize an event on Sunday morning, you won't have zero attendance.
甚至不单是连上礼拜三晚上学校都不办活动。
Even on Wednesday nights, you do not see activities in the schools.
为什么？大家都去教会祷告会 ，Wednesday night service.
Why is that? Because if you have a Wednesday night or midweek service.
所以让我说一句，今天在教会当中啊，我们做父母孩子稍微大一点了，球赛，哎呀，礼拜天牧师啊不能来了，有球赛。
So something for our parents to consider, for example, sometimes we would say, my child has a game on Sunday, so I'm not able to show up.
到底谁是在我们生命当中去守卫？
So who is holding the number one position in our lives?
刚才我说，我们若把孩子献在主的面前来尽情的养育他，我们的孩子也会比较像耶稣。
And so again, as a reminder of what was alluded to earlier, is that if we are to lead the child in the way that Joseph and Mary has, then so will our children in their growth.
这里有一个电影《Home Alone》，还有一个电影叫《火的战车》（Chariot of Fire）， 大家有看过吧
？So we do have this movie Home Alone, but there's also another movie called Chariot of Fire.
那一位的主角叫做 Eric Little， 很多人都知道他。
And the protagonist is Eric Little。
如果你再不信，我给大家看一个统计的资料。
So I can show you this particular survey。
那有人专门的做过研究。
That they have made research。
大家这个看我就不多念了。简单最后的一个结果，这个研究的结果就是，如果要是这个父母他们是有敬虔的信仰，把孩子从小带到教会里面来的话，那么最后这种结论啊。
If parents are to, if the parents are themselves pious and they raise up their children in the faith, then they come to a general observation or conclusion.
They 就说这些 policy maker 说这些政客们 ，they should see the findings in the professional literature of the social sciences on the positive consequences that flow from faithful church attendance.
那这些政客在这些调查当中，应该可以看得见说，在这样社会科学里面所调查出来的是，如果是出自一个对于教会出席率有忠诚的这样一个家庭，它终会带来一个正面性的后果。
因为在这样家庭长大的孩子，他们的犯罪率、他们的这个文盲率啊、他们的这个吸毒率，还有对这个社会福利的依赖的比率，全都降低。
There is a very distinct decrease in the rate of vices as well as dependency, for example, on government support when it comes from a faithful family.
刚才我们看到的这个电影《Home Alone》刚才只是一个电影，那我们也知道，可能有人知道这位演员很可爱的小男孩啊，麦考利金他的故事。
And so the actor of that child in Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, perhaps some of us know his story.
这样不单他自己被捕因为是吸毒的原因，而且他有一个妹妹是因为吸毒出去。
So not only was he entangled in drug addiction, he has a sister who passed away because of an overdose.
很令人难过的事情，当然我们为他祷告，希望他能够再站起来。
Of course, this is some a life event that is so painful, and we pray that he would again rise.
我绝不是说每一个在教会长大的孩子一定就是一生敬虔，我一定能够找到特例。
Right now, what I'm not saying that every child who grows up in the church will always be on the right path, because there will always be exceptions.
但是从整体来说，这是绝对无可辩驳的。就是在神的面前在教会长大的孩子，他们会比较的有这样一个敬虔的生命，有这样一个高尚的品格。
But from an observation, a general observation relative to the general population, we see that children who grow up in the church and before the Lord, they are usually less entangled in the vices.
好，所以我们的结论是 God alone.
That we can draw a conclusion, and that is by God alone.
诗篇七十三篇说，除了你以外，除你以外，在天我还有谁呢？
That who else do I have in heaven but you?
我们没有别的可以靠的，只有我们的主，我们的神，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That there is no one else that we can depend on.
做父母的也是同样。
The same goes for parents.
我们只有依靠主，依靠神。
That we are to.Trust in our Lord.
做父母真的不是一件容易的事情。
But it is not easy as being parents, for sure.
我们来看耶稣基督对玛利亚的回答。
Let us look at the reply that Mary gave to, sorry, that Jesus gave to Mary.
玛利亚问耶稣说：“你怎么这样让你的父亲和我着急呢？”
Jesus says, well, why are you worrying so or frazzled over my business with my father?
这个耶稣是岂不知我当以我父的事为念。耶稣就这样的回答这个玛利亚。
That Jesus very directly replied, did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
我想请大家来稍微想一想，耶稣基督这样的回答，十二岁的耶稣基督，他的妈妈终于在圣殿三天以后的圣殿当中找到他，多么的着急。你怎么这么让我和你爸爸伤心呢？然后这个耶稣来了一句说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？哎，你说这个孩子这回答是怎么样？
So if we put ourselves in the positions of the parents, we've been searching for 3 days, finally we found it in the temple, the next thing you know is that Jesus the son is speaking to the mother, don't you know that I have to be in my father's house? What would you think?
有没有一点这个 rebellion 有没有？
Do we all of a sudden have a hint, or does Jesus all of a sudden have a hint of rebellion?
有点背逆哈啊，有没有一点这个 prideful, 有点骄傲？
Does it all of a sudden sound like Jesus was that
arrogant? 不是，十二岁的耶稣，他这话什么意思？基本上就是说 ，I am the Son of God, 对不对？
It's almost as if Jesus is saying, "Well, I'm the Son of God."
如果要是有任何一个人十二岁的孩子或者二十岁二三十岁的成人，他在这说，岂不是我应该以我父事为念吗？ I'm the son of God. 他是在什么？
If you're 12 years old, or even if you're 20 or 30, and you're asked a question and your reply is, well, I'm to be in my father's house, I'm the son of God.
要么他是在亵渎神，对吧？因为圣经明讲，我们人不可以自称是神的。
So either he is blaspheming God because he, as humans, you're not supposed to proclaim divinity or as God.
或者他就是疯子。
Or that he's crazy.
整个脑子不正常了。
or that he's a madman, there's something malfunctioning in his mind.
或者是傻子被别人误导，对不对？别人说你是神，我是神，我是神，脑袋不转的。
Or that he might be intellectually challenged.
任何一个正常的人不会这样讲的。
Any person who is sensible, generally will not give such a reply.
但是，请大家听好。
However, pick up our ears, let's listen.
如果要在整个世界上能够有一个十二岁的孩子
，If in the world we have this one child who is 12 years old，
他有资格骄傲
，That he has this right to boast，
他有资格有完全的自信
，That he has the right or he's qualified to have full confidence，
他有资格不听他爸爸妈妈的话
，That he has confidence to set aside what the parents have said，
这个人就是耶稣基督自己，对不对？
Then that child would be Jesus Christ.
因为他说什么？我是神，这是真的呀。
Because what he's stating is a fact.
He's truly the Son of God.
他真是神的儿子。
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念了。
Didn't you know that I'd be in my father's house for his business?
我的父母是真的是教导我要尊主为大吗？
Haven't you taught me that I am to exalt my God?
然后他说了这个话以后呢，很有意思，他爸爸妈妈不明白。
It's intriguing to also see that it's recorded the parents did not understand what you're saying to them.
我的孩子怎么会这么跟我们讲呢？
So why would my child be saying this to me?
纵然耶稣基督是童女怀孕。
Even though Jesus was born of a virgin.
玛利亚都还是不明白耶稣为什么这么回答
？Yet Mary at this moment still did not understand why Jesus would give such a reply.
下面有一个转折。
We do see a transition, a plot twist.
哎，不明白就不明白吧，你们走吧，我就自己留在这里了。
Did Jesus go the route of, well, you know, it's too bad that you don't understand. You could, you know, take your leave. I'll still be here.
没有，大家看第五十一节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，下面，并且顺从他们。
No, that was not what he did, but instead, in verse 51 is recorded that he obeyed his parents, and he went down with them to Nazareth.
他的爸爸妈妈不过是人。
The parents are humans.
我们做父母的都是 very, very limited.
We as parents, we are very limited.
我们都有很多很多不懂不明白做错的地方。
There is much that we do not understand, and there are many mistakes that we've made.
耶稣基督看到自己的爸爸妈妈不明白。
Jesus sees that his parents do not understand what he said.
还在顺从他们。
Yet he obeyed them.
第五十二节。很多人都喜欢这一节，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
In verse 52, this is a much treasured verse. It says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men."
这一节和第四十节就成为了一个呼应。
And we see such a response between verse 40 as well as verse 52.
今天我们要做什么样的父母？我们要做什么样的子女？
Who are we to be as parents, and who are we to be as children?
好，我们作为结论，孩子本是神所赐的产业，本是属于神的。
In our conclusion, we would say that children are the heritage of God, and they do belong to God.
耶稣尊主伟大，神在我生命当中是居首位的，以天父的事为念。
Therefore, Jesus, he exalted God, he held God, the Lord, in.Number one position.
也正是因为他尊主伟大，所以他一定遵守天父的吩咐来听从他的父母。
And for Jesus, because he honors God, he would listen to the instruction from God, and therefore, obey the instructions of the parents.
像这个礼拜，我们大家一同来思想背诵这些经文，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
So let us ponder as well as memorize this verse 40. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Let's
Let's bow our heads. Let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣
Our dear Lord Jesus.
我们不但是从您三岁以后出来传道，福音书当中的记载有宝贵的得着。
Not only can we draw such gems of insight from the time when you were 30 years old and beyond.
甚至我们从主耶稣基督您的童年，主啊，都有极多的领受。
But even in your childhood, we can gain much.
愿主圣经的话语提醒我们。
Lord, may your word remind us.
做父母的当怎样做父母？
That we as parents, how are we to be parents?
做子女的当怎样做子女？
And we as children, how are we to be children?
也愿我们每一个家庭都是真正尊主伟大。
That may indeed our families will be families that exalt the Lord.
因为真的主，你是我们唯一唯一可以靠的。
For Lord, you are our all in all. You're the one, the only one that we can depend on.
愿神您在我们每一个家庭当中得到你当得的荣耀。
Oh God, may you receive all glory that you deserve in each and every family.
愿我们都打心底说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
May it be that we will say, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
我们也相信这样的家庭必蒙主赐福。
We trust and believe that such a family will be greatly blessed by you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.